Okay, one, he keeps saying, it's all good stuff. It's good American stuff.
It's American.
It's American stuff. And then at one point, the guy, like, someone asks, yells a question at him from, like, you know, the press pool or whatever. It's like, what do you prefer? Do you like McDonald's or Wendy's more? And he goes, they're both great.
That was Seymour Hersh. That was Seymour Hersh, yeah. Actually. He has a hot new scoop. Donald Trump, you know, he'll tell you that he likes all of it because he has to now. You know, the generals have told him he has to support all of them. And, but what he won't tell, what they've tried to scrub, and I actually got a lot of threatening calls about, was he's been very anti-Wendy's in the past.
He doesn't
like the square burger. He finds it kind of threatening. The edges, yeah. He doesn't like. He worries he's going to hurt himself.
James Mattis on his way out, he... Well, you remember James Mattis actually had a lot of projects in South America with Dave Thomas. And he told Trump that even out of the White House, he wouldn't protect him from the other generals if he came out against Wendy's and Dave Thomas's legacy.
So he wouldn't commit to McDonald's or Wendy's, and he just kept saying, they're both American.
It's American
food. It's good American stuff. We love America. Burger King is great. The Burger King.
He said earlier in a different thing. He said earlier, before they did it, he said, we're going to have McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King's, and that's just stuck in my head because I think he thinks that those are guys.
Yeah.
There are multiple Burger Kings. They're monarchs in small principalities in Europe, and I can't wait to have them all come to the White House. Amazing leaders.
The Burger Kings, I think they're just all wonderful, wonderful fellows, and you would hope that there could be one king.
He thinks
that they could figure something out.
He thinks that Peter King is like the son of the Burger King, so he's always really nice to him.
The Burger King's parents, comedy, how are they doing? Are hilarious. I find them. I laugh so hard.
And the last thing that the detail that you have to clock in this video that's incredible, Felix, you reminded me of it. He's just given up wearing suit jackets now because he's so fucking fat. Like, he's wearing his overcoat. He's wearing his overcoat inside, like, surveying, like, next to the heat lamps, next to his birder bounty. He's wearing a big overcoat.
I love wearing, like
it's a bathroom.
I love wearing four layers in the room filled with heat lamps so I can eat room temperature fries and ask a confused 19-year-old if he's bagging co-eds. Because he just stares at me. I'm just standing like a minotaur in my giant coat because no one can know I gained 40 pounds since Thanksgiving. Awesome, dude.
Because his physical's coming up. And as I all know, last time, that guy Ronnie Jackson came out and said he's fit as a fiddle and 1 pound under obese. And then he was rewarded with a nomination for Surgeon General. And then it came out that he was just writing scripts to everybody and driving his car into trees.
I would pay a number in the hundreds of dollars. And I'm not a wealthy man, but I would pay that much to get the actual data of Trump's physical. Because I feel like his normal body temperature is either like 72 degrees or like 131 degrees. They're like everything is
piping hot or just like frozen.
Many have said that, you know, a lot of people are very fast. Blood. And it's not good. It's not good because it doesn't stay in one place long enough to do the healing things blood does. My blood, it sticks around.
It's like, who are they going to have to get to sign off on saying that he's a healthy individual?
It's Dr. Oz.
I mean,
it's going to be like a three-part
thing.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, guys, I did the physical and I'm doing great. And to tell you that, here's the guy who killed Kanye West's mom.